This is Shelby Fry from WKMS News. Bourbon often takes center stage in Kentucky, but wine is vying to share the spotlight, especially in West Kentucky, where one of the state's fastest-growing wineries is asking legislators to change regulations that owners say are stifling business. Taylor Enman has more.
That's the sound of the bottling machine at Paducah's Purple Toad Winery. It fills up every bottle that goes on to be sold in 400 stores across five states. This wine is Lauren's Blackberry, one of their best sellers. Founder and CEO Alan Dossey is close by tinkering with a new machine that will fill and label bottles faster.
These are four of our new tanks. We've only been in here 90 days. This is a brand new building. We went from 2,500 square feet to 20,000.
Dossey never dreamed his business would grow to this size, but Purple Toad expects to produce more than 100,000 gallons of wine this year. That's right at the brink of what the state allows them to make under the small farm winery license.
There is a winery license, but you're not allowed to do tastings. You're not allowed to do sales on premises and all that stuff, and that's what a winery does.
Dossey says he's asked the state to raise the gallon limit once before and was successful. In 2016, lawmakers passed a bill increasing the limit from 50,000 gallons to 100,000. And now,
we're asking the legislature this year to raise it to 250,000.
Raising the cap could help Purple Toad secure a deal to distribute their wines in China, a deal that Dossey says has been in the works for a few years. If that pans out like he expects, Purple Toad could grow to be 10 times larger. But it's not just the cap. Other regulations are holding back small wineries. Francine Sloan owns Rising Suns Winery in Lawrenceburg. She says distributing her own wine could help her business grow.
If you're not producing over a certain amount of cases, then you ought to be able to go out and distribute your wine to, for example, me, to a small local restaurant.
The United States has a three-tiered sales system where producers sell to distributors who then sell to retailers who then sell to consumers. Distributors generally don't want to buy wine from small wineries. And in Kentucky, small farm wineries aren't able to distribute their own products. The Kentucky Grape and Wine Council's Tyler Madison says it's a problem as these small farm wineries try to grow.
It kind of goes along with that whole, you know, craft resurgence, that craft movement where people are looking to buy and drink and eat local.
Kentucky winery owners will join brewers and distillers at Churchill Downs on November 16th for an alcohol summit to outline what they would like to see change in their industries in the next legislative session. State House Representative Chad McCoy wrote legislation in previous sessions that aimed to help the bourbon industry grow. He says the bourbon industry in his district is a huge economic driver for the state. And wine could be too, but passing legislation to cut back on regulations can be a challenge.
Anytime you start dealing with an alcohol bill, you're immediately going to face an uphill battle. And that has to do with cultural and religious reasons throughout our state. You know, we are still very much part of the Bible Belt in Kentucky.
McCoy says educating the public and lawmakers about letting businesses increase alcohol production is key to passing legislation. Back at Purple Toad, Alan Dossey has their new bottling machine up and running. He says all of this is in preparation for their company's expected growth.
We have one of the few wine brands in the state who can actually transcend our local region.
Dossey hopes those sales will be in 40 states and perhaps China over the next several years, if the state raises the current production cap. I'm Taylor Enman in Murray.